it's so good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the wall, and the rest of the information, that's the thing.
That song ended abruptly. I didn't realize that MP3 wasn't actually all the way to the fade out in the song. Anyway, hey, welcome to Thursday. I'm Jake, and with me is Xenophobe.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Riff's visiting family, so no Riff, and Hot Stuff isn't in town yet, so no Hot Stuff, and Mr. Skullhead never does the Thursday show, so no Mr. Skullhead. But me and Xeno will attempt to answer your questions, and
We may stumble, failing that we don't know how to read or write.
That's true. I never learned to write. I just type everything.
Yeah. I never learned to left myself.
No. So,
anything... You see what I did there?
Yeah, I saw what you did there. Anything, we haven't really worked on the game at all in, like, a week.
Yeah, so. I haven't done a damn thing.
Anything exciting going on over here that I've missed?
My family is visiting tomorrow. That's Ooh. The most exciting thing. I bought a tree.
You bought a tree?
Yeah, a plastic one. It's still in the car. I need to put it up.
Oh, like a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like a lemon tree for the yard or something.
No. Although I am tempted to cut down both of those trees because they have shitty fruit.
Yeah.
It's like... Tangelos and Seville orange is the most bitter citrus on the planet.
And they're like those decorative orange trees that are just designed to like tempt and then disappoint hobos.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
In a similar way, it tempted and disappointed me when I first got here because the fruit was...
I remember Tangelos being like edible at least.
These aren't.
Huh. Well...
We made a Nama eat one once and she had the greatest... After she bit in the one... She had the greatest look on her face, and she just it out.
Should have had a picture. I wonder if you could juice them and add enough sugar. I mean, are they sourer than lemons?
Yeah, they're just kind of nasty. I think you could maybe make, like, marmalade out of the Seville oranges.
Seville onions.
Yeah. But that'd be stretching it. It'd be easier just to,
It must have sucked. It must have sucked for the barber of Seville that every time he tried to eat an orange, it just sucked ass.
Yeah. So... I figure the best way to use them is to throw them at cars.
Oh, yeah. Now, I found that periodically when one falls into the gutter and I run over it while I'm parking, it's a nice, you know, exterior car air freshener for a while. Kind of smells like oranges in the yard and in the car.
Yeah, I think they were, like, doing something because they were really fragrant outside today. I walked outside and, like, it smells like soap out here.
Like soap.
Yeah, like that citrus soap crap.
I see. I don't use citrus soap. I use good old Zest to get zestfully clean. Yeah, I haven't really done anything either. I've just been hanging out at home for the most part.
I've been playing more than my fair share of World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I haven't logged on in, like, a month.
Yeah. Well, I stopped playing my warrior because he was getting boring, and after the patch, it just completely ruined all of my macros that I used to use to make them bearable.
Yeah, what do they do to the macro system with this patch?
You can't use any if statements during combat.
Huh.
Anything that uses an if statement to pick a spell or a target is basically unusable.
Didn't they say, though, that they made it so it would automatically pick the right version of a buff to cast on somebody if they were lower level than you or whatever? Or automatically pick the right rank of a healing spell, depending on how much hit points somebody had?
No, it doesn't? Sure. Yeah, that's one of the things that disappeared.
Because I know that that's what it used to be useful for macroing to do that.
But
that seems kind of obnoxious for no reason. I mean, I can understand them not wanting people to bot stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I suppose that it allows them to... It allows them to make things more challenging because people can't just circumvent it with macros.
Yeah, basically the whole decursive thing where they had a program that would basically search through the entire raid and find people with a debuff on and then cast their...
Yeah, no, I remember using that because it was, you know, if anybody in the party had got poisoned and you had a cure poison spell, it would pop it up and you just have to click one button and it would just cure whoever was poisoned.
Yeah, that doesn't work anymore.
Yeah. I don't know, from what Hot Stuff was saying, there were a lot of high-end encounters that were nearly impossible to pull off even with all those scripting tools, so I don't know why they... I mean, I guess, you know, I guess they must have the same rationale for nerfing stuff like that we do for the changes that we make a lot of the time, you know?
I mean, I think they nerfed it so that way they wouldn't have to design with it in mind. So, like, whenever they were designing the higher-level encounters, they were probably thinking, oh, these guys are able to basically get rid of all this crap with no effort at all.
Yeah, so, I mean, in order to actually make a monster that poisoned you, they had to make a monster that poisoned you 50 times as often.
Yeah.
So that it would be challenging even though people were macroing stuff. I mean, I don't know. I feel like most of the changes in the patch, the nerfs that people are pissed off about for high-end raid stuff, is stuff that wouldn't impact me at all, even if I was playing a lot, you know, so...
I joined the guild on the new server that I'm on, and...
Do you have your guy up to 60 yet on that server?
No, I'm at 54.
Oh, Jesus.
So, yeah.
In 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, something like that.
That's insane, man.
Yeah, there's a leveling guide that the guild had, and it's working pretty damn well.
Really? What kind of tricks did it tell you?
Oh, just how to chain quests together.
Oh, like where to go, and how to be doing multiple things at the same time and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been in Ungoro Crater twice. Maybe that's as many times as I'm ever going to go. Which is kind of nice, because although I really enjoy the references and everything, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
I remember that there are a lot of things to do in there, but they're all relatively boring.
Yeah.
Just sort of collecting
stuff.
And then
stuff,
there's
just, the devil swords running around, and they always ruin
those giant,
I took one down the other day, though. I was really happy.
Yeah, it was pretty satisfying when me and Hot Stuff and somebody else finally got rid of one of those.
Well, I'm a warlock on that server, so I could basically... It's easy mode for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I just haven't thought about it. I've been thinking a little bit about our game, but not a lot. I just kind of haven't been working. Got the Christmas stuff done, and I was like, all right, now that this Crimbo content is all done and all written, and we have nothing to do for like a month, and I'm just gonna work on NS13 stuff. And then I got sick for 2 weeks and just couldn't do a goddamn thing. And then ever since then, I've just been like, okay.
Yeah,
now I want to clean the kitchen, because I couldn't clean the kitchen while I was sick, and now I want to,
I had the same thing. There was just that moment of like a week or 2 weeks or so where we were just constantly having to be around the babysit content and push stuff out and fix stuff, and then once it was finally over, I'm like, hey, I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of...
This is just
rolled a warlock, and the rest was history.
Christmas vacation for us, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
there will be more free time for me later as I while away the 2 or 3 months that I'm going to be here by myself.
Yeah, and we'll, our plan while we're gone is to be doing pretty much nothing but working. And, we'll have plenty of, I like working, so going somewhere else to work, you know, different scenery, that is a vacation. I forgot to flush the messages from last week, so I have no idea how many questions we have or whatever. I think I kind of know where we left off last time, so I'll pick it up. It's OMGLOL Nub says, about the radio, how can oo talk over it? I don't know how to make it play music, but not talk over it. Well, we can talk over it.
We're just very, very, very loud.
Raw Maniac says, who decides the text on items when you read them? Well, you know, usually me or Mr. Skullhead or Riff, periodically Xenophobe.
Yeah. Basically, whoever's putting them into the database.
Yeah, it tends to be whoever's idea the item was. They'll put it in there and then just describe it however they want to.
You know. Frequently, I'll create a big swath of items and then be like,
hey, somebody write these. Yeah.
Yeah, and description needed and add funny. Yeah.
Gamma Ray says, and this is something that a lot of people want, and I'm beginning to wonder if we shouldn't actually do this for them.
Let's go read it so people know what we're talking about.
Yeah, could we have the ability to order trophies in profile? And the thing is, there are enough like clusters of trophies now that are just kind of randomly showing up in goofy order that I feel like, I don't know, maybe if all we did was in the trophy table, we just give it an ordinal number.
Yeah, and you know, we put an up and then list them in a row, and then put an up down.
Yeah, move up, move down. Just tiny, like, you know, and it maybe even just next to the trophy on the thing where you're managing your trophy case to tell you whether or not you want people to see it or not. Mm-hmm. You know, just a little drawn up arrow and a little drawn down arrow. It doesn't overly complicate the interface. Yeah. You know, it's a little bit of work on our end. It's a little bit of you know, deciding how to order them in the first place, which I think we could just kind of do it randomly.
Yeah.
Or you know, I don't even know. Like, I guess what we would have to do was we would just have to, like, select all the trophies. I mean, we could just write
a script to do it, basically.
Yeah. Or we could just do it in the manage trophies thing, because it pulls that query out anyway, and we could just have it trigger if there's no ordinal.
Then create
the ordinal right there and just do it in whatever order they come out of the query anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I just, it's such a goofy thing that it's just almost not worth doing, but so many people want it.
It's the sort of thing that makes the perfect sense for a trivial update one day when I'm bored.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to, like, put it on my priority queue. I'm certainly not going to stop playing lots and lots and lots of World of Warcraft to do it.
I mean, that's also the kind of thing that I occasionally get a bug up my ass to, you know, just do something like that, and so, you know, whatever.
I mean, there's no good reason to do it, and there's also no good reason not to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that, well, okay, sure, at some point.
Oh.
We're frustrating like that, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. That's the wonderful and horrible thing about the organic kind of homebrew nature of this outfit. It's,
I had a home brewed organic outfit, but it kept falling apart.
Yeah, yeah.
And growing fur.
Right. I see by your outfit that you're an organic homebrew.
Yeah.
Not Argent says, that guy is obviously not all about killing undead in the Plague Lands.
Forever.
if a person were inclined to play to level 30 for no particular reason, is it still possible to defeat the Naughty Sorceress at that level? Yeah, yeah. We made absolutely sure that even the people at, like, when we rolled out Ascension, there were people who were, like, you know, level 90 and stuff, and we made sure that the Sorceress was defeatable at those levels. I think that once you get above a certain point, I think her stats cap out at something like level 50 or something. So
I don't remember.
Like, if you are, like, level 100 and you go to defeat the Naughty Sorceress, you're probably going to kill her in one hit for every form. So it's because she, you know, she gets harder as you get harder, but she also, there's a cap to that somewhere. Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have just become too ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, because we figured out that somebody who was, like, you know, level 200 or whatever could have beaten her, but it would have taken, like, 100 rounds and just been really boring.
Yeah.
So,
And basically, I think, isn't it, like, the harder, or the higher level you are, the harder she gets?
Sort of, because just the you know, she's similar to you in power, but the more, you know, the higher level you are, the more hit points she has. Yeah. So just sort of the more damage you have to be able to deal to get through the fight. G-Babe says, could we get clan chat mods?
I think the clan chat mod is booting someone out of the clan.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with that is that we currently don't, the code doesn't work such that people can, ban in specific channels, or that people can, more importantly, people can't be banned in specific channels. So basically, you know, we give people the ability to ban people in Clan. They ban them in Clan for doing something in there. That means that those people can't talk in any channel, which basically means that, you know, the Clan chat mods have the exact same amount of power as the regular mods, and except that, you know, we don't get to choose them. Just the Clan leader gets to choose them. So that's, you know, I mean, think of the unmoderated nature of Clan chat as an incentive to have good people in your Clan and to, you know, to pay attention to who you let in. You know, and if somebody's being a douchebag in Clan chat, they're probably being a douchebag in some other channel, too, so they'll eventually get theirs.
Yeah. With great power comes great responsibility and all that crap. I don't think that had anything to do with it all with what we were talking about.
No, no. But I know that, I know that, fuck, what's that guy's name?
Peter Parker?
Yeah, the actor that played Peter Parker.
I don't remember.
Toby Wong, Toby Chung, Charlie fucking Chan. I think that was his name.
Charlie fucking Chan. That's what I would name my kid.
Anyway. Raw Maniac says, speaking of which, will the Clan base get some more revamping anytime soon? Like a better message board, maybe some more images. There's a message board project on one of our numerous back burners that hasn't. It's one of those things that we'll work on when we're in the mood to work on something that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
Which happens every once in a while, you know. So. The Clan message board revamp is a project that's kind of vaguely in progress. Like a little bit of framework has been drawn for it. So that's something, you know, that'll just be some random Tuesday update at some random point in future.
It'd definitely be very random.
Yeah. Clemenceau says, do you guys plan on putting some Hanakimbo items in our stockings for your Jewish players like me? I don't know if there's anything Hanukkah-themed in these. I haven't actually looked at what the Christmas presents are this year.
Yeah.
Scully wrote those. It's sort of important that I come to work at least once between now and Christmas because I need to draw those, and we need to talk about the code to actually distribute them.
Well, I'll be here, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll do that. I'll hey, what time do your parents get here tomorrow?
Like some god awful early.
Okay. So there's no chance of me coming to work tomorrow before they get here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, are they staying here?
No, they're gonna get a hotel room.
Okay, so you'll be around and available for some work at night.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that'll work. We'll deal with that and get those all set. Failing Life says, will there be anything added to the KOL store, the real store for merchandise and not Mr. Store? We are getting, supposedly, they're delivering the tiny plastics tomorrow.
Yeah.
The first line of little plastic KOL figurines.
I had to keep the driveway open, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Zelani was running around with like a rocket off the various walls in the house trying to get stuff done before she left. I think I'm gonna have to end up.
Oh right! Wow. Yeah, she left
this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to do payroll because she couldn't find a QuickBooks CD.
Oh, weird.
Yes, but I don't know. She isn't sure how that's gonna work.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Because she's gone until the 31st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Payroll kind of needs to happen before.
Yeah. No, it does. It does have to. I don't know. I'll probably talk to her and we'll see. Because I kind of.
I do enjoy being paid. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I actually need to be paid also. Anyway, so yeah, pretty soon the I don't know that it's necessarily a good idea to put them in there before Zly gets back.
It's definitely a very bad idea.
I believe that Hot Stuff has the images, so when he gets here a couple days before she gets back, so maybe when he gets here and since he knows where the images are, we can do that. Because they can be up for a couple of days before she gets back, and it's not a big deal, you know? Because then she'll be here for, like, a week or so before she heads to marry old England. The old has an E at the end of it in that phrase.
It's not pronounced.
Comfort in the Dark Seat says, speaking of tattoos, is there going to be one for the newest Crimbo outfit? Oh, how do you know there's going to be a new Crimbo outfit? You don't. 001 says, do you know if Kingdom of Loathing will be playable on the DS? Pretty much your game is the driving force behind whether or not I purchase the Opera browser or not.
Is it out yet?
I don't know.
I'd probably buy it just to play around with it.
Yeah, but we don't really know. I mean, having not ever seen it or used it, I feel like KOL would probably... I mean, if KOL is playable on the PSP, mm-hmm. I feel like it would probably be playable on a screen with the resolution of the DS.
Yeah.
I wonder if Opera on the DS has a mode where you can turn it sideways like a book to have the wider screen.
Hmm.
That way, because I feel like the main problem with mobile devices is not like the size of the screen in general, but the width of the screen, because everything word wraps down to, you know, these just enormous, tall, ridiculous things, no matter
how big. I don't really know how big a resolution the DS screens are.
Yeah, it's nowhere near what the PSP has.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's probably like 600 pixels across at least.
I think the biggest problem there is JavaScript support.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure what they've sacrificed to make that work.
I would definitely, I mean, the chat doesn't even work right in Opera on the PC.
Yeah.
Really. So I would certainly not count on the chat working. It may or may not be actually playable, you know.
I mean, I would, if it didn't require just an insane amount of work, I would be down with making a
mobile version. Yeah. The problem that I have with it, I mean, the reason that I don't feel like it's a good idea is because, you know, if we were done with the game and knew that we were never going to make any more mechanical changes, it would be a real simple, like, you know, few days project to, like, all right, we're going to port the fight code over to a mobile version, you know, and it's just not. Not a big deal at all. But the way it is now, every time we change something, we would suddenly have to change it in two different versions of the code.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's just...
the clincher.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, unless... If we did it such that, like, far more stuff was in includes.
Yeah.
You know, for like, you know, the skill section of fighting, for instance, you know, wouldn't really need to change because, you know, the result of that is just going to be some text that you need to display anyway, whether you're displaying all the pictures or not. You know, and if we wrote the script such that it knew whether or not you were in mobile mode...
Which would probably need to be the case anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the way that I would do it if I was going to do it is I would, you know, have a, just like one of those login parameters, like the stealth mode
mm-hmm.
now, but just have them, you know, maybe /M to go in mobile mode where, you know, you just get a text-based main map. And, you know, then we write the main map such that it, you know, displays text instead of the pictures if you've got that,
that just
you know,
be something that would hang out in the session.
Yeah, mobile flag set in your session. I mean, it, you know, but I don't know. Like, I'm reluctant to commit to rewriting everything.
Yeah, that's...
For that.
I mean, it would be cool, but it would be more work than everything else I've ever done.
Yeah, it really
game.
Would. And, you know, what would kind of be nice about it is the way that we tend to write new stuff before it's drawn anyway
mm-hmm.
is, like, you know, just a series of text links to whatever the relevant parts of the zone are. We can just get into the habit of doing that and just leave that in there as the mobile version when we were done,
mm-hmm.
for new scripts at least. But
I mean, if we were designing a new game from the ground up, I think it would be pretty simple. To have.
Yeah, no, it absolutely would, because we'd be in the, you know, we'd just be in the habit of doing that. I mean, I would probably always play the game in that mode when I was testing it anyway, just because, you know, it'd be faster and, you know, more streamlined. But yeah, I don't know, 001. I will probably also buy it, because, you know, a lot of times I have my DS with me places where it would be kind of handy to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a little wireless web browser, yeah. I considered buying one of those Palm Life Manager things or whatever the fuck it is, just for I don't even know what it is. It's some new Palm device that's like, the only reason that I didn't do it, if they made one that was like the size of an iPod, except all screen and had like a 60 gig hard drive. So that it was also, like, basically a 60-gig thumb drive that I could carry around,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was just, you know, had a wireless internet, you know, that I could connect to Wi-Fi somewhere and had a browser in it. that is a machine that I would probably carry with me everywhere. If it was, you know, if it was like basically a 60 gig thumb drive that was also a browser,
yeah,
that could connect any wireless network.
Reminds me of the those OQO things that were not very good.
I don't.
But what you're talking about, basically, go to OQO.com.
Huh.
And I heard that they weren't very good, but they're kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah. The thing that I don't get about this Palm device is it's pretty big, but it's still limited to flash memory, so it comes with like 4 gigs of storage. Yeah. Which, you know, 4 gigs of storage would be fine if I was just, you know, wanting to carry, you know, files to sync up my, you know, like KOL directory on my network drive at home to the KOL directory on the network drive here. You know, which I do sometimes. You know, I'll draw pictures at home and then need the original source artwork to edit something and be at the office and like, ah, goddammit, I can't actually do this now because I don't have the scans here. You know, and it would be nice to have that stuff on something that I carried around with me, but fucking 4 gigs, I mean, you just can't do anything else with it, you know? Like, I can't also put your Hitchhiker's Guide audio files on it to listen to on a plane or whatever, you know? Like,
or all the porn. They just wouldn't have a home.
Oh, so they're like a tiny palm top that actually runs Windows.
Yeah.
Is what these OQO things are. I need to buy a new laptop before the end of the year, and so I've been looking at the whole line of Sony Vios just because I've had really good luck with this Vio, and and my wife's Vio is also a very sleek and sexy.
Yeah, piece I was of thinking machinery. About buying a laptop with the old Christmas bonus. Yeah. I'm not sure though.
But one of the things in the Vio line is this little thing that's like 6 inches by 8 inches, but runs Windows, and I don't. The thing is, whatever I buy is going to be my primary machine for work for, like, the first 3 months of next year. So
yeah.
I don't want to take any chances on some, you know,
random new crap.
Technology I'm not familiar with.
Yeah. If I buy a laptop, pretty much my main concern is whether or not it can play World of Warcraft.
I mean, the system requirements for World of Warcraft are so low that, I mean, yeah. this Vio will, I mean, the one that we use as the point of sale system will easily play it.
Hmm.
It's not like super nice, you know, and it doesn't get the best frame rate in the world, and you got to turn the details down, but it'll definitely still run. The you know, the new Macs, they'll play the shit out of it.
Yeah, I was thinking about a Mac,
but I just got turned off to it because my
yeah, I know you had so many problems.
My PowerBook, yeah, it's just, I mean, the reason that I need a new laptop, I bought a laptop like 14 months ago, and it's just a piece of shit lemon that I can't use anymore.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
I just wonder if that's an isolated incident or not. I mean, like, Riff has had very few problems. He had that one problem that one time, but he got it fixed, and his laptop seems to be working.
And Hot Stuff has one that's basically the same generation as the one that I had, and he hasn't had any problems with his, you know.
Yeah.
And it's his primary machine, you know.
I actually was considering the other day replacing my desktop machine with a Mac,
yeah.
The one in my room. I don't need a new computer yet, but I think the next time I upgrade, I may go for a Mac, because I don't really play that many games on it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I'm always going to want a PC for gaming, because it's like, you know, I want to play the Sam and Max episodes as they come out, you know. Like, I want to play the Half-Life 2 episodes as they come out. Like, you know, there's...
Yeah.
I like GameTap, and you know, it only runs on a PC.
Well, I have a work computer that's a PC, and I can theoretically put random things on it, so...
That's true.
I don't feel too bad about that. I haven't really decided yet. I should do the smart thing and save the money for my bonus, but I'm not always a very smart person.
Yeah, you know. Swords Dancer says, to make spellslinging more viable and hardcore, could the cookbooks be made cheaper, or an item drop, or more powerful, etc.? I could see maybe making them cheaper.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're basically something that, you know, I feel like in a hardcore run you can't afford until you don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like it's a huge meat sink the way that it is now. I feel like if we cut the price in half, it would sink more meat than it does now, because people would buy more than twice as many of them.
Probably.
I don't know. That's something I'd consider. LOTE says, hey, love the familiar picture in combat thing. Could you make the nanomech also do that? Yeah, I was thinking about... I was sort of deciding to whether or not I should go...
do it for, like...
Totally overboard with this. Like, you know, put a picture of your weapon next to your attack text. You know? And there are certainly things that, like the saw spheres, I feel like... I feel like that, you know, they should... The thing is, right now, the familiar icons sort of stand out and make you aware of when your familiar is firing and when it's not, you know, more so than the text. But if everything had an icon next to it, they wouldn't stand out as much anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I just, I don't know how far is too far to go with that. I guess if it's something that bugs people, they can always, you know, the kind of person who is likely to complain about that is the kind of person who is going to be able to install Grease Monkey and, within what, 4 hours of that update, somebody had written a Grease Monkey script to suppress it. It's awesome. Grease Monkey has just become this tool for change resistance.
Yeah.
It has put the power of stagnation in the hands of the masses.
Where it belongs, in my opinion. Grease Monkey is very bad for my productivity because I could be like, I could do this, or I could just let the community make a Grease Monkey script and I don't have to do anything. And I get the whole sort of a twisted pleasure of breaking it every once in a while, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a bad mindset to be in, but it's kind of fun.
But yeah, I mean, the Nanomech is among... although that works by a different mechanism than anything else. But, I mean, you know, I was thinking about putting pictures in for the damage shield stuff, like the flower and the sauce spheres and Psalm of Pointiness or whatever. Hogula says, regarding an accordion thief's difficulties in fighting the naughty sorceress, how about letting accordion thieves and only accordion thieves buff themselves with their accordion thief buffs mid-combat? But the buff's duration, which would... actually, I realized about half of that suggestion was crap. Let's try that again. Regarding an accordion thief's difficulties in fighting the naughty sorceress, how about letting ATs and only ATs buff themselves with AT buffs mid-combat?
I could see doing that if it only lasted one turn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see doing that if they had an accordion equipped, but then you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the problem of letting you wouldn't be able to win the fight if you had an accordion equipped. So it's the problem of, you know, I understand that there are some difficulties there, and I don't know. I mean, I think of the situation with accordion thieves as having this kind of purity where all they have is buffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, maybe it just shouldn't be like that. Maybe they should have some combat skills.
I'm sure that people would appreciate them.
Although, honestly, probably a better way to deal with it would be giving some sort of accordion thief only equipment that was consistently acquirable that just let you do something that, you know.
Or just introduce guild content. Or maybe one of the rewards is a skill or something.
Yeah, but I mean, even then, like, I still, you know, because we could put a skill in anywhere, but I kind of like that they're all buffs, you know. I kind of like that they are just the bard class from EverQuest, you know, which, granted, hard to play. hard to solo, at least, and you know, the KOL is a solo game, you know, so it's, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's certainly possible to ascend first time with an accordion thief, you know,
because
it's possible to ascend using no skills, I'm pretty sure. I mean, you can beat the naughty sorceress with just items, as far as I know.
So I think that's how the first people did it.
Yeah. I mean, especially, you know, because, I mean, the first people to do it didn't have a lot of permed skills, so, I mean, it's not like they needed cross-class stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have a feeling that there's something tricky that we could do with just, you know, because I coded the mechanism for, you know, enchantments that only work for certain classes, and then didn't ever do anything with it, you know. So, I mean, we would just get some, you know, a guild quest reward that's just something that's basically really useful for the naughty sorceress fight. And, you know, then we're done. Then we've solved the problem for accordion thieves. Because, you know...
And then we can go on vacation for another month, right?
People who are doing a first-time accordion thief run, they're not going to care if they have to go out of their way by a few hundred turns to get something to beat the naughty sorceress with, because it's like, you know, you're not going for a speed run if you don't have any perm skills and it's your first run ever as an accordion thief.
Yeah.
So, M. Timhoff says, when you have temporary lycanthropy, the teeth falling out dream should give you some seal teeth instead of loose teeth. That's pretty funny, actually. all right, Uber Noodle Boy says, if you want to see magicians without the faggotry, check out Penn & Teller and the Amazing Jonathan. Yeah, I like Penn & Teller.
Penn and Teller are pretty cool.
We saw Penn and Teller on the day that I got married. We saw Penn and Teller and then immediately rushed to the chapel that was still open to get married. But I had my...
In Vegas, aren't all chapels open 24 hours?
No. This place closed at midnight. They were pretty pissed at us because we were late.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. No, the wife went up to him and asked if he had ever played Kingdom of Loathing, and he hadn't. It made me sad. Although at that point, she wasn't my wife. So it's okay. He also says, this being Uber Noodle Boy, you can make the rolling pin a usable slash weapon in the same way that the towel is usable slash equipable. Just have a rotate command. When it's vertical, it's a weapon. Eh.
There would be a husband beater when it was a weapon.
And then he says, if you want to get into console games, check out Microsoft's XNA Studio. You can use it to make PC and Xbox 360 arcade games. Never mind, you just mentioned the XNA on the radio show. I need to listen to the full podcast before sending in comments. Yeah, I mean, I don't... do you know anything about Alien Hominid? Because they...
I remember playing it, and I know... Or didn't it used to be a Flash game?
Yeah, it was a Flash game that was then released as a PS2 game. Yeah. And I honestly wonder if they didn't just bunt, like, if that disc didn't just boot a Flash emulator
for the PS2.
Because, I mean, imagine, you know, a Flash game is going to be really small,
yeah,
right? So, and why would you rewrite the entire thing? I mean, which is what leads me to believe that it seems to me like you could port Flash games to just about any
provided
console.
There's an emulator.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be... You know, they can write Flash for all kinds of different browsers. They can write Flash for, you know, all kinds of different platforms. Why couldn't they write? I mean, I wonder if Macromedia actually sells it. I mean, because, you know, theoretically, although I don't know, you know, if you own Flash, I guess whatever you make is your property. It's not like you'd have to pay royalties to Macromedia to distribute it. I mean, you can make a standalone executable with Flash. You can make an EXE that includes the Flash interpreter of, you know, and whatever functionality it needs to play the Flash file that you have. I mean, that's the only way that I could see us ever making console games is, you know, I really feel like our next move as a business should be to, you know, locate and hire a Flash guy, mm-hmm. because we could design a ton of fucking games that we can't actually code because none of us are that kind of programmers, you know? I mean, we're like back-end scripter type guys. And, you know, I honestly think that we could get a Flash guy and we could make something that would pay his salary in perpetuity without us doing anything, mm-hmm. if we made a new version of Acrophobia. Mm-hmm. Acrophobia was this game. It was so fucking fun. It was kind of, I would describe, like, it's a game like iSketch. It's sort of like party game online, right?
Yeah.
Acrophobia was a game that was put out by Berkeley Systems Software or something. Some little company. But their model was basically that they sold commercials. Mm-hmm. You'd download the game client. And, you know, it ran full screen, connected to the internet. It was, all right, so you're in a chat room with a bunch of people, basically, and the game starts. And it, sometimes there's a category and sometimes it's just free-for-all. But what it does is it kind of randomly picks a certain number of letters. And then you make up what that set of letters is an acronym for,
uh-huh.
right? So you just try to make something funny that those letters stand for, right? That fits with the theme or whatever. And then everybody votes for what their favorite is. Mm-hmm. And, like, you get a point for everyone that somebody, you know, for every vote for you. I think the way that it worked was you get a point every time somebody voted for you, and you got an extra point if the one that you voted for is the one that wins.
Yeah.
So that basically just makes it so there's absolutely no advantage to voting for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think they may have even made it so you couldn't vote for yourself. But and then so you go through a bunch of rounds of that, and then the two people that scored the best go into a final round where everybody else is watching commercials while they're doing the work for the final round, right? Everybody else is just seeing these, you know, paid... The trouble is, nobody ever bought any of the commercials. They were all just commercials for, hey, buy a commercial here, or, you know, hey, Acrophobia is awesome, isn't it? You know, the commercial for the company that made it. And And, it, you know, so for the final round, it would be like, all right, we're going to give you a three-letter one, a four-letter one, and a five-letter one, and you come up with it. And then the audience gets, like, a voting round. Everybody who wasn't playing in the finals, you know, they pick the best one of those, and then, you know, whoever gets the most votes wins. You know, there was no way to tie because there's three rounds. The game was so much fucking fun, and there were always so many people playing it, and it just disappeared. The company went out of business, and it's just gone. You can't play it anymore.
Weird.
And that sucks. And the thing is, I think it's such a vague thing that there's no way we'd run into any trademark issues. I mean, we could write our own version of that pretty easily.
Yeah.
And all we would need would be kind of a minor PHP backend that we could easily write, and somebody to write a Flash interface for it. And I don't think that it would be that hard if you knew what you were doing in Flash. And I mean, that, to me, you know, just from a purely business standpoint, that is a way that we could just easily justify hiring a Flash guy so that then we can start, like, designing, you know, our own, like, sort of childhood fantasy platformers, you know? Like, hey, you know, I used to sit around in junior high and, like, draw, you know, fictitious video game levels in my notebook and pretend that, you know, all right, there's these power-ups here and these monsters here and stuff, and only we draw it and then we hand it to this guy and be like, hey, make this game.
We should, like, buy a copy of Flash. I'd like to tinker around.
I have a copy and I've been messing with it a little bit. I can get another one for the office.
Sounds good.
I don't know if Riff has a copy of it or not.
I don't think
that's among the things that I bought for him. I think I got him something from the Adobe Studio, but not that. But I feel like there've got to be a lot of people who are Flash programmers, or there are a lot of people who just have some shitty IT job, but they also make Flash games on the side. And if we were to say, "Hey, how'd you like to get paid to just make games in Flash?" that they would be excited about that, you know. And I feel like there are enough of them that if we said, "Hey, we're looking for people," you know, submit a game as your resume, and then so we know what they can do, you know, like we could find somebody.
I feel like that I have enough skill that I could write code for a game, but I couldn't make it look good. The game would be playable, but it would look like shit.
And that's the thing. It requires a set of skills that none of us have all of at the same time, you know? So it's... But I feel like there are people who have it. Or, you know, somebody who can take our artwork and put it into something, and they write the client side and we write the back end stuff, you know, and it would give us so much more flexibility for projects that I just think would be a hell of a lot of fun. It would give us we'd be able to do stuff like in between working on KOL stuff. All right, we're going to spend a couple days designing a game, and then, all right, you guy who's not doing anything on KOL, your job for the next month is to make this game, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would enjoy that. But yeah, I feel like if we made games in Flash, we'd be able to, you know, you gotta be able to port a Flash game to the DS somehow. It's gotta be possible.
I have no idea how that would go.
I wonder what it would cost to, I wonder if it would even be possible to self-publish a DS game.
Imagine the barrier's pretty low. I mean,
they can make those carts. I mean, you can make the carts. I know that people who aren't Nintendo can manufacture those.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
I know that there's a community of people who make DS games, and they just load them on emulator carts.
Right.
And you'd have to call Nintendo.
Yeah, I guess
and
so.
See how much a developer kit is.
Oh, ACM points out, he says, thanks for the familiar images. Very fun. I note, however, that the Toothsome Rock doesn't have any messages, not even the Does Nothing sort that the Pet Rock has. We just forgot to put that in.
Yeah.
Toothsome Rock.
Oh, man.
Jump the Shark says, so is number six someone everyone knows or someone completely different? I mean, for example, is number six someone like Riff or Xeno? There's someone sort of like Riff or Xeno. I don't know if people know who number six is or not.
He goes to great lengths to keep it a secret.
Well, then, we will not say anything.
Yeah.
C-Wraith says, so what was the Saturday rounding change? 50-50 split on up-down rounding? Yeah, that's exactly what it was. So basically, here's what was happening. The Hall of Legends thing, on a stat day, despite the, you know, you fixed it so it was no longer advantageous to spend 200 meat at a time, but on a stat day, it was still advantageous.
Weird.
Because what was happening was it was giving you 1 to 2 stats per 200 meat, right? But on a stat day, 1 to 2 turns into 2 to 3, right? Because it rounds up. it becomes 1.5 rounded up to 2.5 rounded, or no, to 1.5, which always rounded up to 3, right? Because the stat day calculation, the way that that worked was it multiplied the value by 1.5 and then rounded up. So basically, you know, if you did it 10 times, you'd under the way that the code works, you'd get 10 to 20 stats, and then it would multiply that by 1.5 and round up. Yeah. But if you did it individually 10 times, you'd get 20 to 30 stats because it was doing 2 to 3 each time. So what I did was I made it so if the stat day calculation yields something like 1.5, mm-hmm. it flips a coin to determine whether it rounds up or down. So basically some things are totally consistent. Like if on a stat day something gives you 10, like on muscle day, something that gives you 10 muscle is always going to give you 15 muscle. But something that gives you 9 muscle is going to give you somewhere between 14 and 15 muscle.
Yeah. So basically it's some stat days are more equal than others.
Yeah. It no longer always rounds up, it rounds randomly. Shadow Squared says, you guys were talking about Count Duckula last episode. Have any of you seen Danger Mouse? It's the show that Duckula is a spinoff from. No, I don't think I've ever seen Danger Mouse or even heard of it.
Is that the one where the mouse snorted cocaine to get his superpowers?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
But I don't know. Robotman says, will there ever be another Volley Fairy? One with some other kind of inhibitor? I don't know.
No, it'll be a Mal inhibitor. It'll just be chronically depressed.
Yeah, Mal inhibitors. I don't even remember. Yeah.
I'm not really sure what a Mal inhibitor is, but I remember seeing
it inhibits the reuptake of monoamine oxidase in your brain. I don't know that they actually know what that does.
Yeah.
But it's something like it's an antidepressant that works in a similar but different way to like Prozac, which is a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, where it sort of increases the overall level of monoamine oxidase in your brain, even though it doesn't actually produce anymore. It just prevents it from being reabsorbed. And I don't know. It's like these. It's an old school category of antidepressants that they don't use anymore, except if somebody's like a serious suicide risk, because there are all these like food. Not that anybody actually cared about any of this, but there are tons of like food interactions that are bad. There are a lot of things that
I see the whole if you're taking Mal inhibitors, don't eat this or
yeah, and that's on a ton of stuff. There are a lot of proteins that something that it does to your body makes it so you can no longer fully process these proteins, and so it'll like spike your blood pressure if you eat the wrong thing. So like somebody who's taking them also has to carry around like these like blood pressure pills in case they like accidentally eat the wrong thing. You can't eat any kind of aged cheese or aged meats. Something about like the aging process of organic stuff like that. That's right.
Weird.
Minor Annoyance says, hey, I saw that Amazing Stories episode with the Headless Teacher too, but I couldn't remember if it was a movie or a TV movie or whatnot. Thanks for solving the mystery. Yeah, no, it was cool. He also says, I love the idea of resting being a zone that just happens to heal you. I almost never use it, and most hardcore players don't, but if it could get you things or effects from rest, then it could be a viable and fun option. Like if it possibly cure bad status effects or replace them with other effects. Yeah, I don't know that if we made that change, we would. The thing is, in order for it to be viable for a speed ascender, it would have to be so overpowered for a casual player that it wouldn't be a good idea. So, I mean, whatever changes we make to resting, I don't think that it's ever really going to become viable as a power gamer strategy.
But it will be. It will probably be more entertaining.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, right now, you know, Mr. Skullhead couldn't write new dreams if he wanted to without me having to go in and code them. If we just made it a zone, he could, you know? I mean, and we could, you know, I like the idea of you having having dreams that, you know, give you some temporary effect or whatever. I mean, you know, and we could put, like, really, really rare stuff in there, too. You know, like the hockey masks. That's an interesting thing. You know, something that, you know, tends to be gotten by newbies. And it's one of the few things that actually exists in this kind of category of items that I wish there were a lot more of.
Yeah.
Because, like,
just,
you know,
have sort of an oddball drop mechanic and
yeah, something that's rare enough that, you know, you could farm them. But, you know, I feel like there are a lot of things that go in the mall for 200 meat, and there are a lot of things that go in the mall for 2 million meat, but there aren't a lot of things that go in the mall for, like, 50,000 meat. And I wish there were more of them, you know? I mean, I wish there were more things that sort of would give new players some semi-reliable way to get, like, a foothold into the economy. I mean, that's a neat thing about World of Warcraft is, like, you can go and you can farm herbs, you know, and sell them for a significant amount of currency. You know, you can actually get, you know, if you're willing to put in some time and go find these things that are not particularly difficult to get, but they're you know, they're limited by geography, they're limited by the amount of time that it takes to get them, and they're actually valuable to players at the high end, and that's, we don't have enough of that, you know? Spooky hockey masks are really, I think, only valuable as collector's items, you know? It's not like they're, you know, really useful in an Ascension run or whatever, but I don't know. We got a mechanism in mind and a lot of sort of content skeletally designed for NS13 that are going to create that situation that makes me pretty happy. We finally arrived at a mechanism after talking about it. You know, what was originally kind of conceived as the mechanism for ultra rares was nothing at all like what ultra rares actually are. We've come up with something that I'm really, really fond of and want to actually get to work on. Oh, the Gun Run says, can you guys give me any reason not to sleep with the local slut who knows C++?
Herpes.
She might also know hepatitis C++.
Yeah.
If she's that big of a slut.
Yeah. You'll find the Gun Run that women who know programming are less few and far between than you think. At least that was my my experience in college. It just, the novelty factor quickly wore off when I was a TA.
Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be any new tattoos to get without costumes, like the martini glass? Maybe like a pie, pizza, taco, casserole, burrito, basic noodle dishes ones? Eh, I don't know. I always say that I want to go in and add a bunch of new tattoos that you get for just random shit, but then I never do it.
Yeah.
Also, he says, Jick, I've taken the underwater train between France and England several times. Hardly anything goes wrong, and it's much quicker than by ferry. Oh, well, if hardly anything goes wrong while I'm on a goddamn train track underneath, you know, a mile of water, I have no idea how deep the English Channel is.
Hardly anything goes wrong.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
We should take a break.
Yeah, we should. I should,
try some music.
Yeah, I should find some music. Let's see. What do I want to subject our listeners to? What do I have? You know what? I was gonna say, I do have a good rip of, Bucky Fellini. So what we're going to do is we're going to hear the first one, a two, a three, a four, a five songs. The first five songs off of the Dead Milkman's Bucky Fellini. Enjoy, everybody.
All right. Bottom of the bottomless pit. I'm covered with slime.
I need help. The specialist won't hurt me, not like the nun. Got a lot of free skills, I think I'll take some yellow ones. Take me to the specialist. I know that I'm crazy, I know that I'm nuts, but at least I admit it, and I think that takes some guts. The specialist doesn't care what the voices say. He's got a lot of free skills to make the voices go away. Take me to the specialist.
Mr. Huberty?
Yes, Don?
You wouldn't happen to have any power tools?
And if I'm hopeless, well, that's the break. The cookies crumble, the loonies shake. The specialist can see it from my point of view. He understands me, cause he hears what you do. Take me to the specialist. Take me to the specialist. Take me to the specialist. Take me to the specialist.
Come back here. I know your parents are. Wouldn't do this if Nixon was in the White House. Come on. I'm the walrus, damn it.
They call me Wall. They call me Wall.
shoes or a garden feet of stuff. Get to make some cheap jokes and buy cheap a souvenir. This was Disney World, I'd buy a pair of Elvis ears. Say it cost $8.50 just to see his house. Would they keep all his records and his 15-foot-long cow? Might seem like a rip-off, but I'm going anyway. We're going into Graceland today. Going to Graceland, it's going to be great. I'm so happy I just can't wait. Going to see the fuzz kid, that Elvis Presley kid. Going to Graceland, it's going to be fun. We'll get to see all Elvis' guns. Going to tell them all about his favorite TV shows. Going to Graceland, we'll stand in line. We'll get to have a wild time. Going to get to buy the new tender shampoo. When my time comes, that's how I want to go. Stoned and fat and wealthy and sitting on the ball. Lots of people say that it's sad the king's gone. Well, Elvis might be dead, but his cash flows is on. I'll be so excited when I see the jungle room. Well, Elvis makes some red, kids including Moody Blue. Graceland is calling and I just can't stay away. We're going to Graceland today. We're going to Graceland, we're going to cut loose. There's plenty of toys for us to use. We're going to act real stupid inside a big old girl. Going to Graceland, we're going to go wild. We'll go to his grave and try to smile. We're going to buy self-painting and Elvis Presley for us. Going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland. Going to Graceland, we're going to Graceland, we're going to hell. We're going to sing. Gonna see the uniform that Elvis Presley wore. What are we waiting for? Let's leave right now. Go in Graceland and I don't care how. Keep your Elvis, that's what I say. We're going to Graceland today.
E Pluribus Elvis, indeed. So we got some clarifications here while I was on. It's Tobey Maguire, which is why you're always thinking about Spider-Man, because Tobey Maguire is such a dreamboat. And Nico says, don't know if you're in chat, but the DS's screens are 256 by 192, so I was way off.
Wow.
That doesn't seem like the right aspect ratio, unless the pixels aren't square.
Hmm. I know that the two screens aren't the same size. I think the one with the touchscreen is a little smaller.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think of the DS as having 5:4 aspect ratio.
Where is my DS? Let's see.
Yeah, I feel like it's
totally square. The bottom one's not as square, but the top one is pretty close.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I just totally imagined them as being wider than the.
Yeah.
Huh, I'll be damned. Wow, why is it that I think of them as being so much wider than?
I think it's the sort of the form factor of the console.
Of the device itself. Yeah,
yeah, I guess that's the fact that it's wider than it is tall makes you think that the screen is.
So what that means is that if you did hold it sideways, you would have like 400 pixels to work with.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I mean, that's going to be. So without the chat, I mean, we still kind of designed the middle pane to work as 600.
Yeah.
Pixels. Wow, I can't believe how bad my estimate was. I don't know why I wonder what the resolution of a PSP is. It must be lower than I think it is too.
If only there was some sort of massive network of computers.
Yeah. Barstool says Mr. A should have Canadianity as an intrinsic effect. Thoughts? Can we do that now? Did we fix the intrinsics on accessories?
I think it's still a little bit weird.
Still buggy.
The only way it works right now is if you can make the accessory so that you can only equip one.
Oh, okay, yeah. And I don't want to do that with Mr. A's. Yeah, so anyway, right now there are technical limitations in place that make it so we can't really do that. The Gunrun says, do you guys have any advice on having safe sex?
Use a condom.
Yeah, use a condom.
That's pretty much it.
Just one.
Yeah.
Put it on your penis, not on your fingers.
Or your toes.
Unless you're having sex with your fingers.
Yeah. According to some random website, the resolution is, for the PSP, it's 368 by 208.
Huh.
So,
I mean, I know that people can passively play it on something that's 368 pixels wide.
Yeah.
So 256 is still going to be a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
Wolfane says, for the stealing thing, you should be able to steal arcade tokens and play in an arcade in town. Okay. Hagula says, there should be a wand of misplaced images that has a blood-faced volleyball as its image and changes the images of monsters you fight to those of other random random monsters. Like, you'd be fighting a furry giant and it would look like a poltergeist. It would also change the images of items you get. Imagine the reacts of people who just glanced at the end of combat text and thought they got a Mr. Exploiter instead of Knobgoblin Tongs. That's kind of funny, but I wouldn't want it to, I feel like it would spoil stuff.
Yeah. We could do it for items pretty reliably, but...
Slow One Me says, Zeno should set up a script for Number 6 to dump the items from disabled characters into a shelf on his display case so that we can see the items that are never going to re-enter the market. That would be so huge, so fast. Because, you know, the game doesn't know the difference between things that are valuable and interesting and things that aren't.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh, man, these 400,000 seal clubbing clubs are just gone from the economy forever.
Yeah. The cat is trying to climb the walls. He's not succeeding.
Gleeb says, shouldn't the enable right-click menu in chat setting be under chat options? Yeah, maybe. I think that it predates when the account menu was divided up the way that it is. Kittywick says, is it possible to make the right-click buff shrugging keep you on the same page you're currently on instead of taking you to your profile? That would be helpful. I keep
meaning to make it such that it does the little Ajax trick.
Yeah, yeah. It's certainly possible. We can do that such that it degrades gracefully, right?
Yeah, so. No, it totally does with the skills menu.
Yeah, so it only the skills menu only bounces you to the skills page if the JavaScript fails.
Yeah. Well, basically what it does is it checks to see if you can do the Ajax trick, and if it does, it stops the form submission and then just takes all the variables and loads it into another form submission.
Okay.
That uses the Ajax trick and then loads it from there.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's the sort of thing that I could probably, with a little bit of work and a little bit of luck, Henry Higgins, sort of genericized for the entire code base.
Yeah.
Like, basically make it so anytime there's a results thing, that if the Ajax flag is set, it just prints the results and exits.
Did you have to do anything to the skills page to get it to work? Does it know when it's being called from Quick Skills and when it's being called from itself?
Yeah.
So the way that the output works is different. Like, when it's being called through the Ajax, all it does is output what would be in the results variable and then exit. Okay. I mean, I don't think that it would be necessary to do it to the entire thing. I mean, maybe with using items and, you know, which would only be one script. Mm-hmm. And really, that's kind of it. That's the only thing I can imagine you wanting to do from anywhere. You know, using items and using skills. And actually, with quick items, it must already work that way.
Well, yeah, with the quick skills, it...
Or no. It does on the skills... Okay, the MP restores are all used from the skills page.
Yeah.
Another thing that enough people have asked about that I think we should at least make it an option is there should be an option that's also show hit point restorers on the skills page.
We'd have to go through and flag which ones restore HP.
Yeah, but I mean that would take, you know, we wouldn't really. We would just have to flag the first like 20 that we thought of and then wait for the bug reports to pile in and, you know, sort of let the community make those decisions for us.
That's sort of scary.
Yeah. I mean, people would want whatever bang potion.
And we just can't provide
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we just can't do it. I mean, but the thing is, you know, I don't remember the last time somebody asked about that for the MP one, so it's not...
I don't think there's one that restores MP.
Isn't there? I thought there was. Maybe not.
But if there was, I don't think anyone would have asked for it.
Oh, hey, you guys will be pleased to know that with NS13, the bang potions will be fully and completely randomized, and there will no longer be spadable patterns like there are now. Lol.
Internet.
The people on Dev. Even though I put a notice up on Dev, JLE still, like, hammered on some potion he wanted to drink and ended up over-drinking, like, first thing. Because,
That's funny, because it's JLE.
We had to make all of the potions suddenly switch around on Dev. I learned some things about PHP's random number generator that I didn't know before.
Solves the mystery of the missing random number generator.
Yep. Elementary Penguin says, shouldn't you get the stone tablet of really evil rhythm by using Richard Starkey rather than just getting the sinister strumming? Yeah, it would make sense to change that. To do that. Parafert says, on last week's show, you mentioned Out of This World, a.k.a. Another World. Just thought you'd like to know, the author has re-released a high-resolution version of it for Windows XP. Maybe you should do KOL, KOL in Flash so you could re-release it in 10 years' time. Then he links to it. That's cool. I knew that the guy was still, like, you know, around and like, doing stuff, that he hadn't just disappeared into obscurity or whatever, but... Fred Levi says, hey, Jick, and or everyone else, I just noticed the familiar images in combat thing, and it's cool. Definitely adds pizzazz to my NPZR-only OxyCore run. And then he says, hey, Riff, and or Xenophobe, looks like Firefox 2.0.0.1 came out.
What? I mean, there's major version, then there's minor version, then there's patch level. What's smaller than that? How can you have four digits?
I don't know.
I mean, what is that supposed to signify? Like, increased porn detection?
I still haven't upgraded to Firefox 2.
Yeah, me either. That's not good. I should do it, but I'm lazy.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of waiting for the... I'm waiting for the jury to get back in.
Given that we got a Firefox update for the 1.x series, you know, I think they're still developing it.
Yeah. Fred Levi says, I keep saying each class's starting equipment's icon could be used as the icon for their level zero skill. That's a good point, actually. I eventually would like to get rid of... I wrote myself a little filter for the effects spindler that shows me all of the effects that still have the happy face or a sad face as their picture,
yeah,
so that I can actually do pictures for it, but just haven't done it. Tiny Plastic Sword says, one of the hit messages for Sword says, you slap him on the forehead with the flat of your blade, dealing X damage and producing a satisfying thwap sound. The period should go outside the parentheses, by the way. This is a naked Jew here. Hi. Yeah.
See, I've always learned that the way it's done right there is right.
Yeah, but apparently we just misinterpreted something.
Weird.
Like, that's like, the way it is for quotes, but not parentheses, because Mr. Skillet is like, nope, that's just wrong, and it always has been, and I looked it up, and he's right. I mean, you're not supposed to do it that way, but I feel like so many people have the idea that you're supposed to do it that way. I don't know.
Language is broken.
ACDR says, every time I get my NPZR out of my terrarium, Firefox crashes. This doesn't happen in any other situation. Any ideas? Wow.
That's kind of weird. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Creeping Crud says, my Maple Leaf just had its picture in my combat page no fewer than 5 times. Attack, pumpkin attack, weight gain, end of combat heal, and pumpkin bucket item grubbing. Yeah. I thought about making it the picture of the pumpkin bucket when that happens rather than the picture of the familiar. Ron says, for Crimbo, I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle. No, you'll put your eye out. Parafert says, why doesn't the disco bandit have any hips? How can you disco dance without moving your hips? They have hips.
They're just not pictured.
Max Vance says, shouldn't the monsters in the 8-bit realm be in color, since the 8-bit realm is completely different from the rest of the kingdom? When an Octorok shoots a rock at you and you wind a piece of string around the rock, shouldn't you get a yo? No. Wombat Alim says, the razor tip yo-yo should zap into a beheaded snowy owl, which is totally useless as a familiar because it's dead, and it would shut people up about the lack of a Crimboween owl. Yeah. Matt G987 also points out the IE tab Firefox extension, which, you know. The Rum says, I don't know if you've heard of / read it, but John Hodgman's book, The Areas of My Expertise, a.k.a. the book with 700 hobo names, is currently available for free in audiobook form on iTunes. Considering his book is the type of thing you guys might like, I figured I should inform you. And then he links to it. I'm actually in the process. I'm about 2/3 of the way through the book. I bought the actual physical paper page-turner copy of it. Bash Orion says, you guys said that on Monday, or you guys said on Monday that gingerbread bugbears are made out of real bugbears, contradicting your claim that none of the food in the kingdom is meat. What do you have to say to that? No, I didn't say that. I said that none of it is the meat that you use as currency. The knob sausage is meat, and that's been in there since very early. The Gun Run says, will we ever be able to create KOL private servers? No.
No.
I mean, we don't. There's. It would be such a dumb idea for us to release the source code just for a variety of reasons. I mean, first of all, it would be just completely fucking illegible to anybody who hasn't been working on it for as long as we have, and it's
kind of embarrassing. And stuff,
yeah,
too.
No, yeah. This is not something that I would, if I were applying for a job as a programmer, that I would want to give as a code sample. But I mean, you know, it does what it does. I mean, the reason that it's messy is because, you know, 90% of the gameplay in KOL is exceptions rather than rules. So, you know, it's just kinda
has that sort of NetHack quality to it.
Oh, you know what else I fixed? I fixed the you drink the potion, this smells like liquid fire, you decide not to drink it thing. I don't know. I don't know if anybody will notice that. I don't know that. I don't remember if it got pushed out or not. But yeah, I fixed that. Poop says, "What is the nature of the Spindler?" Well,
the Spindlers are a collection of admin utilities that I wrote when I was first hired that make our lives much easier.
They're basically the tools we use to edit the monsters, the adventures, the items. The effects, the choice adventures. Yeah.
Before the advent of the Spindlers, basically Jake had to enter everything into the database by hand.
Yeah, and the Spindlers are really awesome. They've made it so Riff and Scully can do, you know, a lot more of the work that it used to be entirely my responsibility to do. And you know, like if there's typos and stuff, there are relatively user friendly tools for any of the staff to go in and fix them, that kind of thing. So yeah, they're a little fantastic set of tools. Stone5150 says, sent messages aren't showing up in Outbox anymore. You probably unchecked your save thing. MattG987 says, could you please add the ability to put items directly from Hank's into the mall? As this can already be done with gift packages, it seems reasonable and would be useful for hardcore. I've always been against it, and I just don't know why.
It's because you don't want to do the work, and neither do I.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't really be that much work, though. It would just be another drop-down if you had stuff in Hank's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to put things from Hank's and your inventory in the same page load, which I just think people would have to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now you can only put in one item at a time, can't you? Or no? There's the we added a plus drop
down.
Yeah,
that's one of the first things I did.
Yeah. Okay.
Or after the Spindlers, anyway.
Vlad Slipshod says, just so you know, Crimboween makes hardcore easier. Yeah. Max Vance says, Jick, if you got an account on the wiki, would you provide text for things like the Ascension Pill? I mean, believe me, you're really not missing anything.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the Ascension Pill actually says when you take it, but it's...
Yeah. Probably not anything funny.
When you take the Familiar Experience Pill, I think it says, your familiar gets heavy. Heavy, man.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, there's... You know.
I don't think people actually know about the Familiar Experience Pill, or I guess they do now.
Well, they surely do. I mean, I don't think that there were any... I feel like people, if there were gaps in, like, Max Demian's item list, that people would ask about it. There's an item that instantly levels your familiar to 400 kills that I used the shit out of when
I
was...
Yeah, I used it too.
When I was testing the items showing up for different familiars in combat,
Every time I code a new familiar, I almost always give myself one.
Yeah. Uber Wookie says, you know what this game needs? A big fatty bead. No. An ultra rare familiar. It could be an imaginary friend that acts as a sombrero and casts buffs on you sometimes. It would be an annoyance to familiar completionists / collectors and make hardcore easier, or some other bandwagon joke. Plus, getting it can give a trophy or something.
It's just shit trophies.
I mean, I do like the idea of an ultra rare familiar, but that would just piss so many people off. Although, honestly, you know what? Somebody who had every familiar except the ultra-rare familiar would probably have the means to get the ultra-rare familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Adrian Slipshod says, so are any of you looking forward to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows? What the fuck?
That's the new Harry Potter book.
Really? They decided on the title?
Yeah.
When does it come out?
I don't know. I don't read the Harry Potter books.
No. Yeah, no, I'm you know, I've bought the last few as they come out. I'm looking this up. The Deathly Hallows. This is a sort of goofy name. Yeah.
I saw it on FARC today, so it was had to have been very recently.
Oh. I wonder... Future.
What?
I'm looking at Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, release date to be announced.
Griffin P. says, hey, Jick, remember the time after you started playing Nexus War when you complained about the starting weapons bad and it ate and damage and came to the conclusion that it takes five days of attacks to kill someone? You do realize now that that's only because you had no idea what you were doing? If not, read the wiki. It's not a spoiler site. It's a manual for the game.
Yeah, I know. I figured it out eventually. I eventually ended up making a character that I was able to actually level to 2.
Awesome.
And then I played it. You know, I stopped playing it when I got sick because I couldn't play it on my Mac laptop, and then I just never picked it up again. I feel like I just finally kind of got tired of it. But yeah, no, I learned quite a bit about the game, and yes, understand. Oh yeah, so yes, Adrian Shiftshank, to answer your question, I am looking forward to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, even though I don't know anything about it. I'm hoping it'll be like one of those Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy endings where everyone dies.
That'd be really great.
Yeah.
Is it the last book in the series?
Yeah. Apparently the last paragraph of it has been written for years. Like, she, you know, sometime after, I'm assuming it's probably after the first book became successful that she decided, all right, going to be a 7-book series, and,
this is how it's going to end.
Yeah, and this is how it's going to go. You know, I wasn't terribly...
Harry Potter wipes his chin.
I wasn't terribly happy with the last one, and I don't remember anything about the fifth one. You know, like, because, I mean, they get darker and darker, and they get they've become more and more, like, you know, elements of a series rather than sort of standalone stories, like the first 3 or 4 were. And, you know, it's, like, less about kids at wizard school than it is about this giant sort of war going on. And so, you know, I don't know. It also suffers from the thing that every series suffers from, that once I discover it, the quality starts going downhill. Like, my favorite book was the third one, and that's the last one that had come out when I first started reading the series. You know, it's like, you know, my favorite They Might Be Giants album is Apollo 18, and I don't feel like they've done anything as good since then, because that was the last one that had come out when I got into them. And I think that that's actually something that's just me.
Probably.
You know, but... Bahu says, why isn't there a multi-use on 31337 scrolls? I've got like 50 of them, and my finger's too tired for making all those toys. Damn Martians. Yeah, you know, what I am going to do is...
There's got to be some way we can rewrite that, so if you don't have the right flag, it only uses one of them.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's exactly... That's what I did with the Warm Subject gift certificates,
because
you can only trade in one for a shirt.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I did. I made it so if you add that flag, it just resets item quantity to 1 and gives you the shirt. So, I mean, I that's probably pretty trivial to do now. Open Arms says, could we please get a message entire clan option? That would be very helpful, thanks. Now, this comes up, and we really can't do it, because there are clans with, like, thousands of people in them, and if somebody in a clan with thousands of people decided to send a K-mail to everybody in their clan at the same time, the servers would, like, nobody else would be able to send a K-mail to anybody for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And we just can't have that. It used to work like that, and then it got replaced with an admittedly really shitty, really quickly hacked together message board that nobody likes. But it just it had to happen that way. Basically, there will be a the one thing that I thought of is if we implemented some kind of K-mail queue, you know, like that worked like a send mail queue that that stopped that like you know okay you know if you go to the send messages to everybody in your clan and there's more than like 100 people in your clan, it'll say, note, some of these will not reach their recipients until tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, and that we just put in, I don't know, you know, maybe it's time that we have a minutely script, you know, to go with the hourly script. But, you know, if it's sending K-mails to 1,000 people, that it queues them up and sends like, you know, 20 a minute or whatever. Because I don't think that would be a big deal. I don't think it would be a big deal if you could do that in such a way that it was sending 20 K-mails a minute. You know, and that way, because there's really no reason that somebody in a clan with 5 people shouldn't be able to send K-mail, you know, a form K-mail to everybody in their clan. Because it's not like, you know, it's not like you can't you'd leave your clan if they're spamming you or, you know, just ignore your clan leader or whatever. It'd be pretty funny. I mean, it's like, can't imagine why you would want to do that. But I mean, it's one of those things that's like a lot of work for
little
pretty little benefit. So, you know, one of the, maybe.
Or
maybe
a pretty little fun. Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, Jick, do you know what the blue track is? No, but I was sad to see it go down the toilet.
Was that after the 998 flush?
1,998.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, it was 2,000. I think it was on the sneeze. His kid flushed something down the toilet, and you asked him what it was, and he says, the blue track. He still can't figure out what the fuck he's talking about. Whatever it is, it's gone down the toilet. Catatonic says, hey, Jick and friends, just wanted to thank you for teaching me a lot of the awesome words I used on one of my finals. Happy Crembo. Well, hey, happy Crembo.
Was it one that we made up?
Wombat to Limb says, the origami crane doesn't seem to have its picture next to its combat messages like the other familiar zoom. Okay, might have missed that one. Naked Jew says, how could Scully think I was 12 years old? He had just responded to my interview within the last week. Yeah, no, I know. He must have just not read it. If he just read the questions and answered the questions, I could see why, but, I mean, I read the entire email, which was like, okay, this is for a college newspaper. So, yeah. Minor Annoyance says, I think musical instruments should have more to do with the songs you can play. Like, if instead of the rock and roll legend adding 10 more adventures, it adds 5, and specific other instruments add another 5. Like, the heavy metal thunder guitar adds to Jackass's symphony and other fighting-type songs. I can't think of other instruments, but you get the idea. I don't know how,
That seems like it would be more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah, I don't know how interesting that's actually going to be. Nigel says, why can't you PvP somebody in the same clan as you? They're like the most fun people to attack. You know, I don't know why I made that choice, but nobody ever complains about it.
Because you can see the stats of people in your clan.
Oh. Well, okay.
Yeah, I remember seeing, like, one of the first days I played, I was like, oh, you can't PvP people in your clan. Oh, that makes sense, because you can see their stats. That was a long time ago. Because I still played back then.
Adrian Lampwick says, Jick, Super Castlevania 4 comes to the Virtual Console on Monday. Yeah, it comes to my Super Nintendo emulator 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So.
I remember being so excited about that game whenever I was a kid, before the Super Nintendo came out.
Yeah, no, that was one of the first games that I rented when I got a Super Nintendo, but I never actually bought it. That was the first Super Nintendo Castlevania, right?
Yeah.
It was good, as I recall.
Yeah,
it was still totally linear. I mean, it was not quite a...
But you were all like, whoa, rotating sprites.
Yeah. That one level where you had to latch the whip onto stuff and hang there while the room rotated around you. Like, yeah, that was fucking cool. The Gun Run says, what would you guys do if the servers were destroyed as a direct result of a Scientology rally? Is that like a dune buggy race with Scientologists?
You ride them.
Hail Xenu now. You guys should make KOL the novel. He also says, I would totally buy it no matter how high the price was. Well, all right.
Really?
We're going to make it KOL the novel and charge $1 billion for it, and the gun run's going to buy it, and we're set for life. We can live like kings. Nico says, we offer works on KOL. Typing is painful. Yeah, I can imagine. Where was it? Was it an Xbox controller, or was it a Wii controller?
That
somebody leaked a picture of a, it was like a slide, for, it was a photograph of a slide from a PowerPoint presentation in Spanish. But I believe this was actually an Xbox.
That sounds very contrived.
I believe it was an Xbox 360 controller, but what it was it was a console game controller with a little small QWERTY keyboard kind of built into the bottom of it, which, I mean...
I never saw that.
But it just wasn't for the Wii. I can't imagine... it being all that long before they release a keyboard for the Wii, because wouldn't they?
Yeah, it'd be pretty easy just to, like, put a ThumbPad one that you can just slot into the bottom of a controller or something. Or, like, with a cord.
You just plug it into the regular remote, and you wouldn't even have to...
Yeah.
It wouldn't even have to have its own broadcast capacity. yeah, I didn't know that the Wii... I didn't know that Wii Opera was out.
I didn't either.
Olaf says, do any of you guys want an interactive avatar or SIG?
No.
Do we have interactive avatars on the...
My avatar is pretty much as awesome as it's ever going to be. And I don't use signatures because I think signatures are the devil's tool.
Yeah, I don't use signatures.
I don't understand why anyone has them at all. It just seems like a total waste of bandwidth and time.
Dualspin says, hey, Jick Nad Clan. I think that means Ant Clan. What kind of hardware does KOL run on? I don't remember. I don't remember what the web servers are like these dual...
Fairly generic and reusable.
Yeah, they're pretty low end. I don't even remember if they're Intel hardware or not. I think they might be AMD hardware.
I have no idea.
But
I don't really care.
They've got... I think that all the web servers have two disk RAIDs that are just optimized for speed rather than reliability. Like they're striped rather than mirrored. So if either hard drive crashes, the web server goes down, but the web server doesn't store anything volatile. The database servers are these just fucking powerhouses.
Yeah,
they're like they
run 220.
Yeah, they you can't even plug them into a regular. Electricity. They're all six disk RAID like six disk SCSI RAID stacks in them. They're like quad 3 gigahertz Xeons, I think.
Yeah.
With I think they have 8 gigs of RAM each. Yeah. The database servers are fucking insane.
Yeah.
You could definitely run World of Warcraft. Actually, you probably couldn't because I doubt they have anything bigger than like a. VGA.
Yeah, World of Warcraft.
They're like VGA video card.
Yeah.
I don't think that... I don't know. I don't remember if there's a monitor there. I don't think that any of those machines have ever even been plugged into a monitor.
They probably have a KVM.
Yeah, but it's an IP KVM switch. Like, it's just remote. Like, there's client software for it. It's pretty slick, actually. It was that was a neat piece of hardware, and it was surprisingly cheap that they threw in the rack. But yeah, there aren't enough slots on it for... the number of computers that we have there, so like the dev server and three of the web servers now just aren't hooked up to it. So they can manage everything remotely except the dev server and the last three web servers that were added. Other than they have to call somebody and have them plug it into one of the slots on the KVM.
That's so great.
Yeah. I mean, luckily, it never happens. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just, I haven't needed it.
I mean, Well, if the dev server goes down, there's some minor problems. But if one of the web servers goes down, it's not a big deal. Hell, we ran for without www6 for, like, what, a month and a half?
Yeah. It was a little slow.
Yeah.
Hogula says, why does the gift wrapping vampire give +1 to familiar weight? It's not a familiar, or is it? Dun-dun-dun! The tiny plastic gift wrapping vampire. I don't know. I think Rift just gave those the same enchantments as last year's tiny plastics and just kind of didn't think about it. Hellraiser 6969 says, is the testing for NS13 anywhere near done? No. I mean, the content for NS13 isn't anywhere near done. So, I mean, there are aspects of it that are in testing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sort of.
Yeah, very minor aspects. War Junkie says, what would happen if someone created their account on the 29th of February? Would they still get the 1 year message?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, it would
just be 365 days later.
Yeah. That doesn't work by date. It works by the number of seconds that have elapsed since you started your account.
Yep.
Which is why some people get confused whenever they log on that day and they don't have their
watch. Yeah, because it actually pays attention to what time it was when you signed up. So.
Yeah.
Hellraiser, no. Thok says, could you make it so the Dungeon of Doom wand shows how hot it is instead of just warm even when it's been red hot? Yeah, I keep meaning to do that. But I keep not doing it. I mean, it's weird. Like, I feel like some of the dev team would try to talk me out of it because it's, like, just more hand-holding, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you should have to pay attention. But I don't know. You know, somebody who wasn't, somebody who wasn't ever going to ascend, I think, wouldn't take any chances with it at all.
Yeah.
But, Shockwave says, any of the team ever seen a TV series called Black Books? Dylan Moran, Bill Bailey, antisocial bookshop owner who's angry and drunk. Very, very funny. That rings a bell, actually.
I don't watch TV.
But I think it's something that you would have had to have seen online or something. It's like BBC show or something.
No. I did, however, set up my BitTorrent client to automatically download new episodes of a TV show, which I'm not going to name because I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Anna Lou says, this is just another complaint for me about the Doppelshifter's inability to turn into anything new. I was so happy when you said you'd fix it, but it's still the same. Yeah, I know. I need to fix it.
Do you think it would be harmful for that to just pick any combat item that was public?
No, not the stuffed one. They're talking about the actual Doppelshifter. Because the Doppelshifter hasn't been able to turn into anything since... I don't remember what. I think we can prohibit it from turning into the Comma Chameleon, certainly, because that would just be fucked up. And you'd never be able to do anything with it, because it would turn into a Comma Chameleon for one fight.
And then it'd just be...
And it would do nothing, yeah. And then so... But, sorry, guys. I swallowed wrong. so wrong. Yeah.
Lovely.
Dumbass says, shouldn't the item description for this year's Tiny Plastic Crimbo stuff say Series 2C or something different that way than what it does now so that it won't be mistaken for part of last year's set? Somebody else sent in a report and I actually fixed it. It is. It's Series CW. It's just that today there was a typo and the W was missing, but I fixed it. Yeah, sorry, Anal You. The thing is, when I'm doing the show, I don't actually have anything to like give myself a note on, so if somebody doesn't remind me afterwards, then I just forget about it. But yeah, I just need to look at that. I'm gonna go into our little to-do list thing. You know, I say that I don't have anything to,
Yeah, but we totally do.
I totally do.
Echelon say, just saw Trans-Siberian Orchestra and am in the hotel room saying hi. TSO playing O Fortuna, very fun. Anyway, Merry Kermo, you all. Merry Kermo to you too. I like Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I also like Carmina Burana, so the idea of them doing a Carmina Burana cover makes me very happy. I wonder if they're going to release a CD. I would probably buy it. Let's see here.
I'm looking.
Dream of Me say, why didn't we get Evil Dollhouses this Kremlin? Because we didn't want to come up with new Tiny Plastics.
Yeah, and it didn't make any sense that an Evil Dollhouse would just have the same Tiny Plastics in it as anything else. So it's just kind of, I feel like it would have set up the expectation in people's minds that there was a whole new series, and there's not. So, yeah. Non-Ascend says, Jake, do you know that Washerwoman 2 has been told that they've spent over 2,000 more turns than they have spent? I don't actually understand that report.
Who is on Washerwoman 2? That person has a number of turns played very close to the integer limit, which leads me to believe that he or she somehow managed to reduce the number of turns that they played beyond zero and had it wrap around.
Whoa.
Yeah. I looked at it and I couldn't figure it out I took like 15 minutes and looked around and I couldn't figure out what was going on. That's the only person it's happened to.
Weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's right on the integer limit. I think the number of terms to play total is the integer limit.
Yeah. No, it totally is. That's very strange. I feel like if it was possible to do that on purpose, that somebody else would have figured out how to do it. Has anybody asked her?
I haven't.
If anything weird happened? Huh, that's very strange. Cliche Cow says, I got another chocolate lump this morning when I already have the sleigh. What's the deal?
I don't know what the deal is with that.
I don't know. It's just a little buggy. Whatever.
It's not going to matter in a couple days anyway, so I'm not too beat up about it.
Yeah. Dragon Strider says, having a really fun Crimbo, great job with everything. Hey, Precyon Wyvern says, hey guys, just like to compliment you. When you read my question on Tuesday, you actually pronounced my name right. First time I've ever heard that happen before. Good job. Although I think I said Precyon Wyvern. Festering Festy says, I have a question for Jick and Zeno. I really love Ernie and Bert. Any chance they can make an appearance on KOL? Maybe in the sleazy back alley?
Only if they're a gay couple.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie are not a gay couple.
No, not necessarily, but I think it's funny.
Yeah. Armax says, when the Rumpus Room was put in, y'all accidentally disabled the special HoboFlex message for when your hobo is equipped. We hobophiles miss it. Please restore. Oh, wow. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah, whenever you use the HoboFlex with your hobo equipped, it said your hobo isn't very flexible.
Diesel also points out that the Yuletide Troll, the tiny plastic Yuletide Troll, doesn't have the CW series marker on it. Small oversight. Yes, indeed. And fixed. Jocker says, hey, Jick, Xenophobe, how about a pinball machine for the Clan Rumpus Room? Yeah. And what did you think of the original Dragon Warrior for the NES?
I love that game because I basically got it for free.
Yeah, it came... Yeah, that sucked. I had bought it. I actually owned that game when they started giving it away as that Nintendo Power promotion.
Yeah, my mom was like, I will totally buy you 2 years of Nintendo Power if you get this game for free. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. I love you.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't have the patience for it. Like,
I was a little bit young to be playing that kind of game whenever I got it.
I just couldn't deal with the leveling up. I did play it years later with a Game Genie on an emulator with a Game Genie hack that just every hit was a critical hit and like infinite gold, and that made it a lot more tolerable. Because all the fights basically lasted one hit and it leveled up pretty quick. But
didn't see nearly.
It's kind of boring. There's really not a lot. There's very little content to the game. I mean, it's definitely the playtime is just really artificially and cheaply extended by making you have to grind. Yeah. I don't understand how this worked. I saw a time attack of Dragon Warrior, and it's a video of somebody beating it from the beginning in like 20 minutes.
Wow.
And it's basically relies on they somehow. They moved around because it wasn't like...
Just like playing tricks with a random number generator?
Yeah. They were with an emulator and save states, they were moving and just going to wherever they were trying to go without getting any random encounters, right? And it wasn't like a pattern that you could duplicate, I don't think. I think that the way that Dragon Warrior worked is that whenever you moved into a space, you had a 1 in X chance of getting a random encounter, and the X was smaller for, like, forests than it was for planes or whatever, or at least it seemed like it.
They move a step, and if they got a comet, they'd reload.
Yeah, they'd reload.
That's really retarded.
The thing is, they made a video, and it would have been possible for this to happen, if you got super lucky. And then all of the combats relied on, apparently, the sleep spell. There is some, no matter how powerful the monster is, there is some very, very small chance that it will actually work. No matter what your level is compared to the monster. So they leveled up really, really quickly by sort of using that save state trick to sneak down to where there were high level monsters. Uh-huh. And then, using a save state trick in combat to always critical and, level up to
5 the first monster they killed.
Yeah.
You know, because everything, you know, the experience values went up exponentially and stuff. So, I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Almost all of the time attack was the final battle, because it just required this retarded number of steps, because they weren't doing very much damage.
Yeah.
So it's like 15 minutes of the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Final Fantasy 1 run that I saw that was basically every fight was one of the guys using the bane attack from some sword, and he just killed every monster.
The Final Fantasy 1?
Yeah, speed run.
Huh.
They get a sword about halfway through that can cast Bane, which has, a small chance of automatically killing the monster.
Oh.
And so basically every fight, the Bane sword procs, and which leads me to believe that they're obsessively reloading state.
Right. I mean, I guess it's interesting that people go through the time and effort to do that. But
it just seems so boring.
Yeah. Quaggy says, how do you intend on outdoing yourselves for next year's Crimbo? I mean, this is pretty involved. I think we plan on not outdoing ourselves again.
It's going to be tough if we decide to.
Sweet Pea of the Games says, tell Jake to announce that Sweet Pea of the Games, a veteran of over 2 years, is pregnant with her first baby if you want to. Oh, I want to, and I just did.
Congratulations, you're knocked up.
Well, we're about out of time here.
That's not a bad thing.
Hogula says, Castlevania, Portrait of Ruin, is indeed awesome. Thanks for describing it as such and partially causing me to buy it, as your recommendation was part of what caused me to buy it. I didn't buy, like, part of the game or something. Yeah, dude, I went back to GameFAQs, because I played through the entire thing when there was almost no information on GameFAQs, because it was so new, and everything I got was just getting it out of the forums, which I didn't even realize. I went there to sign up for an account on GameFAQs, and then I found out that GameFAQs was owned by GameSpot, and that I already had an account, which I just hadn't been using the entire, like, last 2 years that I used the shit out of GameFAQs, and, like, I was considered buying an account.
Wow.
Yeah, turns out I already had one. But yeah, I was thinking about that today and yesterday, because we walked through Best Buy and I saw it, and I was like, I pointed at it and I told my wife, I'm like, it swallowed my soul, it swallowed my soul. Have you played it much?
Not really. I played it some.
Yeah.
I'll need to play it more. I have a lot of games that I need to play that I haven't.
I think Rift was close to I started playing the last DS Castlevania game again. Although that one I can't deal with the farming. I don't have the patience like I did for Portrait of Ruin. Also, Portrait of Ruin I had, and I was playing it while I was sort of just laid up in bed for 2 weeks. That
makes sense.
Yeah. Quaggy says, so you were sick, huh? Did you have a fever? Was the only cure more cowbell? No. The Stand says, Jick, I was wondering, in the spirit of keeping custom avatars consistent with game art, what do you use to draw KOL art with? I use a Pilot Precise V5 rollerball pen on the, like, not expensive, but not cheap, printer paper, like HP's multi-purpose laser printer paper, and then I scan it with a CanoScan LIDE scanner, one of the ones that's just powered by USB.
I'm surprised you could recall that off the top of your head.
I mean, I just know, because I bought more than one of them, because I wanted it to be consistent between home and here.
I
so
see.
It's like a $30 scanner. It's Rob LeCorp says, hey guys, the chat actually works on Opera. I'm using Opera on this computer now. There was a bug for a long time where anytime you hit enter to submit chat, it would submit it twice, which wasn't a big deal if you were just talking. I think you would get a lot of repetition notices, but it would macro things more than once, I think, and it would, you know, you can send private messages more than once. But, Quaggy links to the powerbook.com site and asks if it's my laptop. No, mine actually did work at some point. Anyway, Rob LeCorp, I don't know, like, there were some bugs with the chat and Opera that I know we never fixed, and it was just because of some weird vagaries of the way that Opera handled key press events that were just unlike anything else. Kami no Musha says, a couple of weeks ago in physics class, my teacher said that we were going to watch a movie on Isaac Newton. Upon hearing this, I blurted out, Isaac Newton? I heard that fucker had like 30 goddamn dicks. To which my friend replied, yep, none of which he ever used. How do you know that Isaac Newton never used any of his 30 dicks?
You just see the dicks growing out of his feet.
Oh.
And I tried to load the PDF on that site, and it crashed Firefox. Hooray!
On what site?
The Power Book.
Oh, wow, really? It was just about, like, somebody, it was the story of somebody, and I don't remember where this came from originally, but it was about somebody who was selling a Power Book and got, the buyer tried to get them into what was just very obviously this, like, escrow scam,
uh-huh.
You know, where they were just going to get the computer but not actually pay them. So they worked it out to where, you know, what they shipped him was this, like, 3-ring binder that they glued some keys into and, like, drew a screen on it. It was just the most ridiculous thing. And they like, I want to say it was somebody on the Something Awful forums or something, so they just had this army of people, like, you know, going and staking out the addresses that the guy had used and stuff. Like, it was,
wow.
It was crazy. It was an interesting
something
story.
Something Awful is kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah. Naked Juice says, I had a 4-month winning streak on Acrophobia. Yeah, I never played a game that I didn't at least make it to the finals. That's another reason that I liked that game, is because I was apparently good at it. And he says, Acrophobia is still out there. I think the last I saw of it was on Uproar. The last I looked, it was not able... You couldn't play it. So, yeah. Nico says, you cannot actually self-publish DS cards.
I imagine they make you license something.
Rob LeCorp says, there's a program that allows you to use Flash on a cell phone or on a PDA. You should be able to load it onto a DS also. Yeah. And Naked Juice says, Mao inhibitors prevent red China from invading your body. Active Villain says, according to what Jick said about Hall of Legends stat day rounding, it still sounds unfair. If it rounds randomly, it's better to get 2.2 than 2.9. They will both round equally to 2 or 3. However, you may be able to donate several times and end up with a 2.2, and can only donate far fewer times ending up at 2.9. You need to round randomly weighted by the decimal. But no, the decimal is never going to be anything other than 0.5, is what, yeah. I mean, what the stat day does is it adds 50%, and so when you got one stat point on a stat day, it would give you 2 because it was giving you 1.5 rounded up. Now what it does is it gives you 1.5 and either rounds up or rounds down depending on a coin flip. So 1 or 2. So I don't think that you understand what's actually going on. And he says, that is to say, shouldn't 2.9 have a 90% chance of rounding up? Well, 2.2 only has a 20% chance. No, normally we do stuff like that. I mean, it, you know, for like... You know, item drops, for instance, or you know, the number of stats you get from combat. They used to be arranged in these narrow bands, and they're not anymore, because if something would, according to our formula, give you, you know, 5.1 stats, it gives you 5, and then 10% of the time it gives you 6. But that never happens on stat days, because it is always 0.5. Fifor says, of course, making high mains so much better than the chows took the meat out of the spice market, and the spice market was the KOL version of WoW herb farming. Well, I don't know. Hogula says, how about, say, making the quality of your resting depend on how long it's been since your last rest? That way, speed ascenders won't rest all the time, because they'll become increasingly crappy, but casual players will have a couple of easy and effective rests per day to recover MP.
That's not a bad experience. Idea. We are, like, almost out of time.
Yeah, we are. I'm trying to, let's see. I have to do one more little look through these. Wow, there are just tons of questions. Cypher says, and Jetsors also asks, concerning the advent calendar, will it disappear if there are unpunched sections left when Crimbo is over? What will the deal be there? They will be available. They will be available until the 31st, and then they will go away. Looking looking through the questions.
Yeah, looking more through the questions. William of Kim says, Book 7 released on 7-7 of 07, maybe? I mean, I'd be excited about that because it's my birthday.
New Harry Potter book, yay!
And I turned 31 and should really not be excited about the new Harry Potter book. All right, I'm gonna leave you guys in the capable hands of Hensergni here. I'm gonna see if he's ready. You got any requests for what we should go out on there?
I don't know. Yellow laser beam.
Okay, that's pretty short. So.
Yeah.
Yellow lasers. All right. Good night, kids. I'll see you on Monday for.
We're gonna do a Christmas show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll look for that.
All right. And we'll see you later, guys.
See you on Christmas.
Met her at the Star Wars convention. Did I mention she was looking for love? Had to call her bluff. Lady, you don't mean how that sounded. That 1,000-pound dude and an old fat chick shirts astounded. Thought she'd take it back. Revolt, resist, rewind, retract. You heard me. She said, I want any man here. She ascends to the cave where you conquer the fear. I'll steer you to the side to force you to. Somebody's man enough here now. This girl, you gotta understand, would not look out of place on the arm of an attractive man. So the geeks in attendance got jaws on the floor. One extends his saber, but he tripped on his cloak. I stepped to the front and I spoke. I ain't sitting game, look, I got a Wookiee hat on, but these guys here are used to getting spat on by girls. See, you put them in shock, and this ain't the right con to quote Mr. Spock, but it's highly illogical to me. Girl looked me in the eye, said, is your mind free? Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Sitting in the room upstairs, watching her wind up the bungs in her hair, I declare that I'd like to be Luke. Lest that's a bit too perverted for you. I could be Jabba, a Jawa, an Ewok. When we talk, ooh, like a beach box. Wait, I've seen all the flicks, all the books that I read. I don't remember any character tied to the bed. But that's alright, I'ma just pretend that I'm encased in carbonite. And why, that's a nice gold bikini you make that. Shows off what you got, no mistake that. One fine view of Chewbacca you're giving me. Lower that down here, we'll be living the linguistic lifestyle, the protocol droid. And then comes the part where I'm not overjoyed. Flash says, and before I could scream, got the steaming mouth full of yellow laser beam. I'm in. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean. Come on up and I'll adore you with my yellow laser beam. Cause I got something for you. It is shiny, it is clean.